Good morning, 6:28, June the 25th, 2013. Yeah, I'm out. I'm moving. I haven't been up very long. I haven't been up long enough to even get a cup of coffee. 16 and a half minutes, first mile. Not bad. I just walked through a sprinkler. I hate that. It's a set of sprinklers on the corner. They've just apparently just replaced them because they're not the same ones that I remember from last year. Sort of little rotating jobbies with multiple streams. They're not exactly cut off at a 180 degree arc, so they spray onto the sidewalk a little bit. Quite tedious, because that means it sprays me and my phone, which is pretty much completely waterproof, and it's OtterBox, so it doesn't really matter, but still, walking along, minding my own business, and getting cold water sprayed at me is not exactly pleasant. So yeah, yesterday was a productive day. Wrote some. Thought a lot yesterday. It was a thinking day. It occurred to me that one of the reasons that I was struggling so much with this latest story of Greedock was that it's boring. And I mean, boring. It occurred to me that the reason that I kept falling asleep while trying to write it wasn't necessarily that I was tired, although that's certainly a factor. The thought passed my mind that the reason that I was having trouble staying awake is that I was bored. Now, when the author is bored, that's generally speaking not a good thing. Falls under the category of good things. Plus and minus, minus. It's distinctly in the minus column. So, yeah. That was somewhat disturbing. So the other part of it was that I was thinking more of lungs. You know, how could I write this with Greedock more like Dr. Mercury, Dr. Mercury, than Ishmael Huang. And so, I opened a fresh word processing document. I know, fifth one. Sooner or later I'm going to stop restarting this and actually get dug into this story and get it off my desk. Today's Tuesday. The reality is that if I can get stuck into the story, if I can get immersed, if I can get engaged in the work, it could be done by Friday, Saturday at the latest. So starting over again is not as significant as might be imagined, particularly since the way I was going with the old story was not terribly significant. I fall asleep every 15 minutes. That's not really a good idea. So I started again and sort of slipped into the zone. I stopped worrying about the story. I stopped thinking about the story. I stopped trying to figure out what the story should be and just wrote. And I went back over it this morning. I haven't been up very long. I slept till 5:30 this morning. Lazy bones. Barely had time to get the coffee brewed before it was time to go out the door. But I did have time to go through and read, clean up some of the stuff, and tighten up the first 1,000 words. And I don't know if Sigurd's going to like it or not, to be perfectly honest, but I don't really care at this point. I need to get a draft to him so he can do what he needs to do with it. And I can go on with getting double share produced and then captain's share. Good morning. And then owner's share and South Coast and get Zephyria's call produced in audio. Then I can go on to write some new stuff. Oh, then I have to do the other stores. I have to do the papers. I should probably do the hardcovers while I'm at it. Hardcovers won't be too bad once I've got an internal layout. So yeah, the goal is to get GreeDoc off my desk, move it off, get it out. And the new story is very much, it's one of those things that's like, okay, I want to get back to it now. I'm kind of walking fast because I want to get back into the story. I want to get back and find out what I'm going to do next, find out what he's going to do next, talking about how to make him just a little bit creepier, just a little bit more antisocial. A lot of what I've written today came out of a conversation with my therapist yesterday about sociopaths, which is an odd thing to perhaps talk about with a therapist, but one of the problems that I need to deal with apparently is an overabundance of empathy, sort of the opposite of being a sociopath. That means I have a hard time actually asserting my own will in circumstances where that assertion would actually make sense and might actually be required, as in home life, family life. One of the reasons I have difficulty in establishing boundaries with my family is that while they think I'm terribly standoffish, the reality is I spend an awful lot of energy considering what might be best for them, even to my own and, by extension, their detriment. So it's one of the odd paradoxes of mental health that I'm having a little difficulty with. So anyway, it was one of those things where, I'm not happy with the story that I've got, so let me start a new one. Bunk full. So I opened the word processing file last night and just started writing. I didn't even put a chapter heading on it. I just put a title and then went. Now, this is supposed to be YA, so short chapters are good. And I think I hit a chapter break. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the next chapter is. But this morning will be, the next couple of hours will be getting younger daughter off to school. Probably having to go make a grocery run this morning so that I'll have something to fix for dinner. A huge amount of leftovers again. I'm overbuying apparently. So it's a lovely morning here this morning. It's a scatter cloud. Warm, 65. It didn't cool off much overnight last night, which is not surprising for June, almost July. Oh, we're walking and not talking. Mostly I'm thinking about my sister. My sister Lori. I think I mentioned yesterday that her memorial service is on Saturday. And I'm not going to get to go. I mean, I could. But because I didn't find out about it until way too late. Trying to get a flight to Maine and back again in some kind of reasonable time frame and some kind of reasonable price is not in the cards. As much as I would like to go, I really don't see the point in spending 2 days flying for basically one day there. Because that's what it would take to get to Maine. I have to get up at stupid o'clock in the morning, be tied up in airports and security and on planes pretty much all day, arriving in Maine late in the day on Friday, attending a service on Saturday afternoon, I don't know exactly when, and then having to get up at stupid o'clock on Sunday and impose on probably my brother to drive me to the airport and spend the whole day Sunday flying home. And while I would arrive 2 hours earlier than the length of the flight would intend to indicate. That's sort of just recovering the 2 hours that it took me longer than the flight might take flying east with the time zone changes. And to be honest, it's not something I feel the need to do. In part because one of the discussions that Laurie and I had before she passed away was she didn't want me to come to the funeral. I don't think she realized that there would be two. Because she realized that in spite of the reality of transcontinental airfare for common people like me, that was going to be a hardship. And that wasn't something that she wanted me to do. So I suppose I could rationalize it as saying it's what Laurie wanted, which is kind of a cop-out because just because. It's a beautiful morning. It's a nice morning to be remembering her here. Have to make sure to remember her on Saturday. Sun is up. It looks like one of those inspirational sunrise photos you see with the clouds illuminated, rimmed with silver from the sun. The flat, lenticular almost clouds stretching to the horizon, with the sun rising behind them, silvery rays. It's quite pretty. It's also quite hot. I have a suspicion it's going to be a warm day, although I won't notice because I will be, for the most part, in the basement, working on getting Greedock out the door. Wow. 17 and a half minutes. So 16 and a half of the first, 17 and a half of the second. Not bad. Not bad. A good walk, a good workout. I got sweaty bits. Reminded of my brother's advice, which is don't sweat the petty bits and don't pet the sweaty bits. Ah. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.